Chad Taylor is everyone's favorite coworker. He never touches the thermostat.
That's a good boy.
It's the Workday Playlist on Z102.9.
Shaboozy on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. I saw a survey that said nearly 1 in 5 people do this on the couch. 1 in 5 people. What do you think it is? We'll talk about it coming up here in 5 minutes. I'll admit I do it. Sabrina Carpenter on Z.
I know I have good judgment.
Justin Bieber, Yukon on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. Chad Taylor. So a few minutes ago, I teased the fact that nearly 1 in 5 people do this on the couch. I also admitted that I do this nightly on the couch. The answer? Eat dinner. This was no small survey, by the way. 30,000 people worldwide. Survey also found that the average time everyone eats dinner, 6:44 p.m., which is pretty close. I get home about 6:15-ish. We're eating around maybe 6:30, so that's close. And the average time spent eating dinner, 27 minutes, which is a bit long. I mean, I know I'm a fast eater, but 27 minutes?
Bringing the fun every morning.
Tate McRae, Greedy on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. There's a fan in Arizona that just broke a Guinness World Record with the largest collection of Stranger Things memorabilia. We'll talk about it next.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Taylor Swift, Opalite on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video for that song yet, check it out on YouTube. It may be my favorite Taylor video to date. I'm just saying. So if you love Stranger Things, and believe me, I work with a lot of Stranger Things fans, people in my own family, they go crazy for it. There is a fan out of Arizona that is now in the Guinness World Record books. He has the largest collection of Stranger Things memorabilia. 2,301 different items. And believe me, I'm a collector. I collect number one hit signatures, but I don't have over 2,000 signatures. This guy is dedicated. That takes a lot of time and talent to do that.
Here we go! Everything you need to stay connected with the city of Cedar Rapids is available in one app.
Grammy Award winner Olivia Dean. Has a nice ring to it, right? Z102.9 Workday Playlist. My dog finally learned how to do this. We'll talk about it coming up here in 2 songs. Right now, it's Harry.
Holding me back.
I mentioned last week that I finally put 2 and 2 together. That is the same Leon Thomas from the Nickelodeon show Victorious that my daughter Mace used to watch back in the day. What a year he's having, right? Grammy Awards, going on the biggest tour of the summer with Bruno Mars. Yeah. Workday Playlist here on Z102.9, Chad Taylor. My dog has finally learned how to FaceTime properly. When I'm gone, he misses me like crazy. My wife will put him on FaceTime. He'll never look at the phone. He will look everywhere but the phone. And I'm using the voice, you know, I'm singing to him like I always do. His eyes are going everywhere but the phone looking for me. Finally, yesterday, we had a breakthrough moment, and he was staring right at me the entire time. So Oscar can now use FaceTime. It only took a couple of years.
We were a multi-device radio station for your multi-device world.
Olivia Rodrigo on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. We are still on the hunt for Gently Loved formal gowns, shoes, jewelry, accessories for Gowntown 2026. Get you more details coming up here in 5 minutes. Stay close.
Ophelia.
Taylor Swift on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. Chad Taylor, can you imagine being Taylor's wedding planner? The stress that would go with that. You are planning the wedding of the century, right? A lot of pressure. Gowntown 2026 right around the corner. Saturday, February 21st, noon to 3. We have a brand new location, by the way. It's beautiful. Knoll Ridge Christian Church in Cedar Rapids. If you're not familiar with Gowntown, it's our way and your way of outfitting high schoolers for prom free of charge. And that said, we are still looking for new and gently loved formal gowns. We desperately need shoes, jewelry, and accessories. Two locations here in Cedar Rapids to drop them off, Citywide Cleaners and Nature's Way Cleaners. Also one location in Iowa City, Discerning Eye. You can find all the details on Gowntown, donation locations, etc. at KZIA.com.
Hey, you.
Yes, you listening. I see you.
Cat's Eye, Gabriella on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. Chad Taylor and I may be looking to sublet a room. I made a terrible mistake. I've been married now 22 years total with my wife. And she attempted the other day to duplicate my mom's spaghetti sauce. I'm a Calabrese and Sicilian. That sauce, that recipe, has been passed through generations. It has come across the ocean to land here in Iowa. My wife, she said she followed my mom's ingredients, her recipe, to a T. But it didn't taste like my mom's. It didn't taste like grandma's. And instead of saying, honey, well done, because I know it took her a long time, that's what I said. I said, it just quite doesn't taste like my mom's. And she looked at me with fury in her eyes. And so I said, maybe you missed an ingredient. She said, no. I said, you missed the love.
Have you heard those girls in the afternoon?
I can tell you what I'm doing with certainty this weekend when I head back to Milwaukee. I'm watching the K-pop Demon Hunters on repeat because my granddaughters are still in love with it. And they insist I watch it with them. And I'll do it with a smile. I got my head out the sunroof. Tate McRae on the Z102.9 Workday Playlist. It's not been a great week with me and my wife. And it's not her fault. It's definitely my fault. How I commented about her attempt at duplicating my mom's pasta sauce. And then I messed up the laundry. But this time, I really did it. I shrunk some of the Lululemon, which we all know is crazy expensive. Some guys would say I'm smart, that I did it on purpose so she wouldn't ask me to do laundry again, but no. This was an accident. I was trying to be helpful. I was banned from laundry for a long time. I was let back in. And trust me when I tell you this, she will never allow me to do laundry again. It's over.